tune our addiction to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is December 14th, 2007. And on today's show, we got some news and information to cover. I have this clip of Ron Paul being interviewed by Jim Cramer. And it's about a 7-minute clip that I'm going to play later on the show. And it's interesting because Jim Cramer in this clip actually agrees with virtually everything that Ron Paul has to say. They talk about the Federal Reserve. They talk about the lack of transparency with the Fed, how the Federal Reserve is actually more secret than the CIA. Ron Paul actually makes that comment. Very interesting audio clip, and we will bring that to you later on the show, probably in the second half hour. Some more news I'm going to get into on today's show. Talk about the Ron Paul campaign. I just wanted to do a of what's going to take place this weekend and remind everybody that we have this big event taking place on December 16th with the Tea Party money bomb event. Very, very important stuff there. And we also have some news on the Ron Paul blimp. Apparently it actually took off, which is very good news. So we'll talk about the Ron Paul campaign and some of the new stuff surrounding that. Some other news that we're going to talk about, this principal in East Harlem has actually ordered teachers to dumb down the standards in his school. And this is just a microcosm of the failed educational system in our nation. So we're gonna get into that story. Also have some technology news that I wanted to get into. We have the story here where AT&T is planning on offering GPS and RFID child tracking technology. I'm not kidding. Just more of the technological enslavement grid being set up around us, and they're trying to sell it as a way to keep people safe. And, of course, if you trade liberty for security and safety, of course, you get neither. And that's pretty much what we're faced with today. So we have that story. We also have this story on these neural brain interfaces. And just a quick update as to how that technology is progressing. And it's so remarkable, the type of technology that is coming out now. And there's a lot of good things that can be used with this technology, but there's also a lot of bad things that can be used with this technology. It's a double-edged sword. So we're going to get into that story as well. What else do we have here? Anti-radar group destroys French speed cameras. Very interesting story there. Apparently there's this group of people in France that are going around blowing up the speed cameras there, demanding lower taxes and less strict enforcement of the speed limit using these speed cameras. Very interesting. And, you know, I can't lie to you. I mean, I actually am fairly supportive of what these people are doing. Because if somebody actually set up a speed camera in my neighborhood, what I would do to that thing, I'd take a Louisville Slugger baseball bat, put on my ski mask, go to that speed camera, and destroy it. So, you know, I'm fully supportive of what these people are doing. Because they're just destroying inanimate objects. They're not going after people. And this is actually the property of the people, these speed cameras. And if the people do not want the speed cameras, then it's their right to destroy them. And I think that's a good thing. Call me an anarchist, but I think that's a step in the right direction. And we have some more news on the economy that I'll talk about when I play the Ron Paul clip. Lots of stuff to go over on the show. Anyway, we have to pay some bills, so we're going to break for a commercial. We'll be back to cover all of this.
Unique Design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Live for Your Die Radio over here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's get into some of this news. Let's first talk about this story. This is from CBS News about how a principal has actually ordered the teachers at the school to dumb down the standards. And let me just read his statement. This was in the CBS article. And here it is. Here's the memo they sent off to teachers. If you are not passing more than 65% of your students in a class, then you are not designing your expectations to meet their abilities, and you are setting your students up for failure, which in turn limits your success as a professional. So in other words, he's saying that you will pass more than 65% of your students, even if from a merit standpoint, they should not pass your class. Now, that just sets a really bad precedent, okay? Because it teaches students and teaches children that if you fail, if you experience failure, don't worry, you'll be okay because we're just going to pass you anyway. How does that teach children to deal with life? Because you're going to experience failure throughout life, but you learn from that failure. You learn from your failures, and it makes you a better human being. And I think it just sets such a dangerous precedent to order these teachers to say, well, you must pass more than 65% of your students in a class, and if you do not do so, then that limits your success as a professional. I mean, the message is pretty clear what he's saying here. And the memo continues, most of our students come from the lowest third percentile in academic achievement, have difficult home lives, and struggle with life in general. They do not have a similar upbringing nor a similar school experience to our experiences growing up. So does that mean that we need to dumb down the standards just because they have difficult home lives and struggle with life in general? That's not going to help them out in the long run. How is giving them a free pass going to help them when they get out of school? This doesn't make any sense. But unfortunately, this is just a microcosm of the educational system in this country. The educational system in this country does not actually educate children anymore. The educational system in this country resembles more of a prison industrial complex system than it does an actual educational system. The reason why I say that is because ever since Columbine, ever since these school shootings, which were the direct result of all of these different psychotropic drugs that they have these children on, and lack of the ability of our administrators and our teachers to adequately use the Second Amendment, it's really a combination of both of those things. That's what caused these school shootings to take place. It was a combination of both these things. You know, if you have a bunch of people in the schools, you have teachers and principals, you know, with firearms and know how to use them, you're not going to have some crazy kid come in there with a gun and shoot people. But of course, the other part of the equation is these psychotropic drugs. You have all these kids on psychotropic drugs, and it's causing them to do irrational things. It's not really the gun itself. It has to do with the drugs and what it does to the human brain, especially to the human brain of children and teenagers who are still developing. So the educational system is really nothing more than a prison system at this point, because they have these policemen that patrol the schools. They walk the schools down. It's not like school even when I went to high school, which was only around 10 or 12 years ago. So what we really have now is we have a system that is just a holding tank for children. It's a holding tank for children until they become 18 years old and enter society as an adult. And that's unfortunately what we're dealing with here. And it's just a system to control people and to propagandize people. So when they become adult, they are dumbed down and don't know anything about how anything operates. And I can only imagine the type of stuff they're teaching our kids. I'm sure they're telling them that the United Nations is wonderful, that the Founding Fathers were terrorists, that global warming is real. I'm sure they're telling them all of these crazy things. Well, actually, global warming is real. But what I mean is that man-made carbon emissions contributing to global warming. I mean, that's not real, but I'm sure that's what they're telling our kids. That man is the cause for all the ills of the world, and we have to have population reduction. I'm sure they have all this propaganda they have nicely packaged into the lessons that teach the children to think a certain way, to worship the state, to worship the government. The government will take care of you. Instead of relying upon yourself and looking at the world from a perspective that I need to take care of my own personal affairs instead of having the government stepping in and helping me with everything. You know, whatever happened to rugged individualism? That's really what it boils down to. And our school system, our public education system, is not teaching about rugged individualism, about free markets, and about self-reliance. It's teaching children to rely upon the state and big government for everything, and that's a dangerous precedent. And that's really what we see here in a microcosm with this news story. That we're just going to dumb down the classes just to make sure people get through the system. And that's not the right way to educate people. But then again, the educational system, via the Department of Education, all the rules and regulations that they set forth, It is not designed to educate people. It's to dumb down the children so that when they become adults, they are more easier to manage by the state and the government, and they won't rebel against their policies. Let's move on to another news story. Now we got that one out of the way. And this one I really want to cover. Anti-radar group destroys French speed cameras. This story is from the London Times. French anti-terrorist police are hunting a guerrilla organization that is blowing up speed cameras and demanding a ransom from the state. Police are taking seriously claims from the Nationalist Revolutionary Army faction that it is responsible for the destruction of six radar installations on roads in the Paris region over the past 6 months. The latest attempted attack was on Tuesday on a motorway close to the village of Ballet in France, 20 miles north of the capital. The device, consisting of a bundle of explosives and a timer, did not detonate. It was spotted by a road maintenance team and defused after police closed the motorway for 5 hours. The FNAR, which also calls itself the National Anti-Radar Front, is reported to be demanding a significant sum of money to halt the attacks, as well as tax cuts and less rigorous enforcement of the law on the roads. Now, I'm not sure if I agree with everything that this group has to say, but, you know, I have absolutely no problem with these people destroying these speed cameras. You know why? Because I'd do the exact same thing if somebody put up one of these stupid speed cameras in my neighborhood. You know, I'd put a ski mask on, I'd take a Louisville Slugger right to that thing. Because these speed cameras, as far as I see it, are actually a safety hazard. Because if you have people driving around and are paranoid that they might get caught on a speed camera or a red light camera or any number of these different contraptions that they have to try to police the roads, that in and of itself is a safety hazard because you are adding an extra distraction to the people who are driving. People have enough to worry about when they're driving, let alone worrying about speed cameras and being paranoid that they might get caught going 2 miles per hour over the speed limit. Or in Europe, kilometers per hour over the speed limit. So as far as I'm concerned, the government pays for these different speed cameras with the people's money. So if the people do not like these speed cameras, then as far as I'm concerned, they have every right to destroy these things. Why not? I mean, this is about freedom. It's about liberty. And speed cameras and red light cameras and things like that do not represent something that belongs in a free society. So even though I don't agree with the fact they're trying to extort money from these people, I do agree with the fact that they want tax cuts and they want less rigorous enforcement of the law on the roads. And I think it's encouraging that we're seeing people fighting the New World Order in their different countries. Because all of these different pieces of technology that are being put out there on the roads to track people, to trace people and to find people based upon on speeding and running a red light, and all this minor stuff is really part of a larger plan by the New World Order in order to control us. So good for this group. And I know they're going to call them a terrorist group, but I mean, this is just something that kind of reminds me of the movie Fight Club, where you have this organization of people fighting against the establishment, and they don't go after particular people. They don't go after and try to kill people. What they try to do is they go after the technology that is being used to enslave them and the actual system itself. Like they go after the banking system, they go after the satellite dishes broadcasting propaganda. There's a scene in the film where there's a bunch of guys taking baseball bats to these DirecTV satellite dishes. I don't know if they're DirecTV satellite dishes, but you see them going after these satellite dishes and destroying them. And it's a really great film. I encourage you to watch it. But anyway, we have to break again. I have more news on the other side, and then we'll get into the Ron Paul, Jim Cramer clip in the next half hour. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich.
Welcome back to With Three Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's get into some more news. AT&T offers GPS and RFID child tracking. This is an article from Digital Trends. DigitalTrends.com is a website. And it says here, there's no doubt that schools and teachers can face significant challenges trying to keep track of hundreds of students and assure their safety while simultaneously teaching them something. Now AT&T is looking to apply technology to the problem, offering a comprehensive child tracking solution for the K-12 education market, combining RFID and GPS technologies to enable schools to keep track of school bus locations and speed while simultaneously monitoring events within the vehicles. And then it goes on to say later on in the article, AT&T envisions the system being used to track in-school assets like computers, projectors, laptop computers, and lab equipment. But the company is also pitching the technology as a means to track students and people directly, enforcing attendance and tracking visitors on school grounds, including alerting administrators to people in unauthorized areas. The system is designed to tie in with existing Wi-Fi wireless network solutions and display tracking information via a web-based portal. Now, I was mentioning in an earlier segment about how our school system is turning into a prison system. And when you have this tracking technology that is being offered by companies like AT&T and others, and people are actually considering adopting these technologies, I mean, what are our school systems turning into if you're tracking people everywhere they go? Just like that Raptor system that's been talked about on Patriot Radio for quite some time. These tracking systems are getting completely out of control. Okay, a school is meant to teach people knowledge. There is absolutely no need for all of these different tracking devices and these Darth Vader police running around trying to keep everybody safe at these schools. There's no need for this. We didn't have any of this stuff throughout the history of America, so why do we need it now? I think our country did pretty well in the past 200 years without this stuff, so why all of a sudden do we need it now? And it's being sold because there is all of this hysteria out there about safety, about security, about this war on terrorism, and all of it is based off of a giant fraud. But it's allowing these people to step in and convince certain people that we need to have this tracking technology. And there are actually people who will just willingly adopt it. But this sets another dangerous precedent, and it's just another step forward into this technological enslavement grid that they're trying to build around us. I don't think children need to be tracked everywhere they go. I don't think that that's really a necessary expenditure. The school should be spending money on books and on things that they can actually teach kids with, not on these GPS and RFID tracking systems. It's a huge waste of money, and if you actually respect and abide by the Second Amendment, then teachers and principals and faculty members, given the ability to defend themselves with a firearm, will be able to prevent any bad things from happening at the schools that they work at. But instead, upon relying upon individuals and giving them the freedom to be able to protect themselves, no, we have to have all this technology, and we have to have the Darth Vader police and these stormtroopers running around with submachine guns to protect us. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I don't care how big the police state is. I don't care how many of these militarized police are running around trying to protect these schools. They're not going to be able to protect and prevent every different act of violence that occurs or tragedy or any number of things that may take place. The bottom line is this world is a crazy place, and there are bad things that happen. But having a police state and not relying upon individual liberty and responsibility is the wrong way to go about it. You have to empower the individual to be able to take care of themselves. If you don't do that, then crime will go up and more bad things will happen because good people are deprived of the right to defend themselves. So if you want to make the school safer, you strengthen the Second Amendment. You allow people to defend themselves. You get all these kids off these psychotropic drugs, and you'll have absolutely no need for these GPS and RFID child tracking systems. Quite an insane news story there. A few other stories I want to get into real quickly. I'll just run down the list. I know we're probably about to break in a few minutes, and even less than that. But there's some stories real quick I just wanted to read the headlines off of. 100,000 vets seek psychiatric treatment. That's a USA Today article, and apparently the VA is actually saying that they'll be able to take care of all of these veterans that are seeking psychiatric treatment. I do not agree with that assessment, especially considering the state of affairs with the whole VA system. I mean, it's a mess. Look at Walter Reed, and look at everything else that's been going on with it. Anyway, I have a few more news stories I'm going to talk about on the other side, and we'll play that Ron Paul clip too. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back to the show, and I just want to cover some more news before we play that Ron Paul clip. Let's see here. 109 Republicans support torture. This is our news headline, and you can see all these news stories and headlines I'm talking about on my website, roguegovernment.com. And this one right here, this one's from Alternet, and the House, actually, they approved this legislation that would bar the CIA from using waterboarding, harsh interrogation tactics, essentially banning the CIA from using torture. And the vote passed, okay? It passed, but it passed by a vote of 222 to 199. And 189 Republicans supported the use of torture by their vote in this bill, because they voted against what this bill stood for. So you had a total of 199 people in the House of Representatives that supported the use of torture and voted against this bill. That's just remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable. And all they're doing with this bill is they're passing this thing, and They'll probably pass in the Senate, but they know that Bush is going to veto it. He already said he would, and he's going to veto it. And they know they don't have the appropriate amount of votes to overturn his veto. So what you have here is more stage theater. You have the Democrats saying that, look, we support this bill that bars the CIA from using torture and waterboarding, but they know that Bush is going to veto it, so it's theater. It's just theater to make people believe that there is actually a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats when it's really just a one-party system. Let's see here. Dems may give immunity to telecoms. This is another story from Raw Story. And apparently there is some fear from activists that Democrats may actually cave in and actually give immunity to telecoms for cooperating with the government on warrantless wiretaps. I'm talking about domestic warrantless wiretaps. More craziness there. Let's see here. Let me see what else we have I want to get into before the Ron Paul clip. And there's a couple more. Let me see. Oh, yeah. This one I want to cover. Al-Qaeda actually released a new recording. This one is from the ABC blotter. It says here, a new Al-Qaeda communique featuring Al-Qaeda's number two man was released on the internet Friday morning. And, it's more of the same. You have Zawahiri just spreading more propaganda and information to the American people to convince them that there actually is this boogeyman out there called Al-Qaeda that wants to kill Americans, when it's one of the biggest frauds perpetuated on the American people in the 21st century, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you can just look at the fake Bin Laden tapes, and you can look at this organization called Intel Center, which always seems to release these Al-Qaeda videos. I'm not exactly sure where or who actually released this video footage, but chances are it will either come out to be Intel Center or this other group called SITE. Okay, these are the two organizations that usually release these so-called Al-Qaeda recordings that they just come across. You know, and there's a lot of evidence to indicate that they're actually the ones that produce the videos themselves. But anyway, I'm told we have a call, so we'll get to the call before we play the Ron Paul clip. Steve in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Lee. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Just fine. You mentioned passing bills in Congress against the CIA, but I have a question for us all to think about. How do you regulate an agency whose entire budget is hidden in other congressional packages, and the entire oversight by Congress is hidden from the public view, so that they can pass a law saying, don't do this, but they're under no supervision to make sure that they don't do this, and there is no way to make them answerable? How many CIA agents have you ever heard of being tried for a single crime? The answer is zero. They are a renegade agency which came out of the OSS. The same people that established the OSS in about 1942 were the ones that established the Mossad in Israel. I don't know if you knew that.
Absolutely, sir. I mean, you make a really good point. And I was alluding to the fact that this bill that they're pushing forward with the CIA, you can't torture people. It really means nothing. It's just largely symbolic. And it just meant to be put out there to pacify people, like the Congress is doing something about it. But you're absolutely correct. The CIA operates in the shadows. We don't know what they're doing. And they're not going to abide by anything the Congress passes anyway. So it's largely symbolic, and it really means nothing.
And the Congress is covering up for them because the Congress has abrogated its entire authority as the legislative body and allows the executive to flaunt any law they want, allows the judiciary to pretend to be a legislature anytime they feel like it. It's time to take, if you want to take back the government, you know, and do it lawfully, of course, the first thing to do is to take back the Congress and start with the House, because that's where the money starts. If you do that, you can take this country back.
Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. But, Steve, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the comments. You're right on the money. And Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best way to get our country back is to just kick out all of these congressmen and then put in new people that will hopefully do what they're supposed to do, and that's protect and defend the Constitution and actually abide by the Constitution. And, of course, everybody in the legislative branch, be it the House of Representatives or the Senate, they are clearly not following the Constitution. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this show, because I have just had it with our elected representatives. I've had it with the federal government. I'm just pissed off at the government as a whole because they do not follow the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution. And it's absolutely sickening. But, Steve, again, I appreciate the call. Right now, I want to play the interview that Jim Cramer did with Ron Paul earlier today. It runs about 7 minutes, and I'm going to play the clip in its entirety. And it's very interesting because in this clip, Jim Cramer, you know, a couple of months ago, he had a mental meltdown. He had a Howard Beale moment on air where he just said that the Federal Reserve was just out of control and they were asleep and the whole economic system was unraveling. I mean, he just lost his mind. It's one of those rare times where you see on the establishment media a person who is up there that just all of a sudden just speaks intolerable truths. And that's what he did a couple months ago. The clip is probably up on YouTube somewhere. It was really interesting to watch that. And in this clip with him interviewing Ron Paul, it's amazing to see how much him and Ron Paul agree on the many problems with the Federal Reserve System, the fact that it's not transparent, that they operate in the shadows, much like the CIA. And Ron Paul actually makes a reference to the CIA that the Federal Reserve actually is even more secret than the CIA. It's a very good clip. So without further ado, let me load this up. This is the clip. It aired a couple hours ago on Mad Money. Jim Cramer interviewing Ron Paul. Here it is.
And has been highly critical of the Federal Reserve. I'm inviting all the candidates to swing through Mad Money to talk about your money. Congressman Paul's position is so important on the Fed. And his method of spreading his message for his campaign is so different from everyone else's that we're thrilled to have him on the show tonight. Welcome, Congressman Paul.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you. Look, one of the things that's changed, and you're changing it, caucuses and kissing babies, they don't cut it anymore on the campaign trail. This is 2007. YouTube is king in so many ways. I never thought we would have so much in common, Congressman Paul, but you and I have struck a chord and become YouTube sensations. And it's about an unlikely topic. It's about the Federal Reserve. And we know even the younger people are into it. Why is it that your message, my message, somewhat critical, absolutely critical of the Fed, is just reaching home to so many young people and actually everyone throughout the country?
Well, to me, it's utterly amazing. When I go to the college campuses, I get the loudest applause when I criticize the Fed and indicate that I don't even like the Fed and think we should talk about getting rid of it. So it is an important issue, and I think this is the first time in over 100 years that it's become an issue in a presidential campaign. So I'm really excited about it because the monetary issue is something that has driven me to get involved in politics for a long time.
Now, you have been, I think, spot on in saying that the Federal Reserve created the stock bubble with low margin rates and it created the housing bubble with low mortgage rates. Yet I never hear about anyone talking about investigating the Fed in Congress. It's a creature of Congress. Why don't we do it?
You're absolutely right. That's why I introduce a bill constantly to audit the Federal Reserve. We've created the Federal Reserve, and it has no oversight. We don't even know if they have the gold there anymore. And it's so important, yet there's no oversight. I think it's even more secret than the CIA. So to me, it ought to be open, and the American people ought to know. But unfortunately, the members of Congress don't have much interest or concern or understanding of how the Fed works, so they are totally neglectful.
All right, when you screw up, you get voted out of office. When I screw up, they pull my show. When the Federal Reserve screws up, what happens?
What they do is they just go back to doing the same thing again, and you never hear it. They hide from the public, and they talk about wonderful things, and they blame somebody else. I mean, even Greenspan now is taking very little responsibility for the contribution that he has made to these financial bubbles, and they're not held accountable. That's why I don't like this monetary system that we have.
All right, the Federal Reserve's current chairman, Ben Bernanke, started his job in January of 2006. That's exactly when the worst mortgages began to be propagated. Why has our Federal Reserve chairman never addressed? Why did he not see this coming? Why didn't he help us as a country?
Well, he didn't see it coming, and he didn't do anything about it. It was coming a long time before that. You know, we had interest rates down to 1%. The overnight rates were down to 1% early in this decade, and that started the ball rolling. That's when inflation really started. That was creating the bubble, and it just got worse, and it climaxed after 6 and 7, and then, of course, it ended in you know, during this year. The last year, there's been total chaos.
Do you think they do enough homework? I'm sitting here watching a country where people are, it's possible that 7 million people could lose their homes, and yet they seem to be consumed by tinkering with the LIBOR rate, with three-month treasuries. Do they not see the bigger picture that you and I see?
Well, I think they believe in themselves too much. I don't have that much confidence that any central bank can do what a lot of people expect to do. How do they know what the interest rates would be? The one thing I always hear about the people who critique the Fed is the Fed has too low interest rates or they're too high. But I think the market should be involved. If you believe in free enterprise and capitalism, you should have the market forces determining interest rates. It's the distortion of interest rates by manipulating the money supply that causes these bubbles to form.
Why is it that the message that you just talked about, which frankly is a message that I try to get across, but I'm always afraid that no one will listen because, well, let's be honest, a lot of people think is boring. Why is it that people are turning onto YouTube to see you talk about something that everybody else thinks is too boring?
Because they're waking up, because they know there's a lot of inflation, people's standard of living is going down, and we have a world crisis building over the dollar. The dollar is going down in value, and we're dependent on borrowing money that we've created and sent overseas. So we're dependent on borrowing money from China now, and the people are waking up, and the young people realize it, and they understand what they're inheriting, and they understand the monetary system a lot more than a lot of people in Washington believe.
Can we have just actual hearings about what went wrong with this issue of mortgages? Call not just the Fed chairman, but other Fed important presidents and governors whom I think have been oblivious on this issue, and actually just held them accountable in front of the American people so we can get to the bottom of what is the worst crisis we've seen since the S&L crisis in 1990.
You know, I think we have a pretty good chance. I think Barney Frank, our chairman of the banking committee, he's very open to this. He has done more than any other previous chairman has in the last several decades. So I'm optimistic that he's willing to do this, and I've continued to work with him. And I think we can get more hearings, but you just can't accomplish it overnight.
Do you think you're changing the debate in this country? Do you think your fellow candidates are now realizing, because you're up there talking about it, that we have a large domestic problem, which is a run amok, unregulated group of people who, frankly, are not responsive or held accountable to anybody?
You know, I don't think they've quite heard the message. I think the people at the grassroots level hear it and understand it, but I don't think the other candidates quite get it. I don't think they have an understanding of monetary policy, and if they do, they like the status quo and they like the benefits that come from it. But the members of Congress and our candidates on the platform that I work with, I'm not so sure that they have an interest or an understanding of how the monetary system works.
Well, sir, I think you are changing the debate. I think you are creating an atmosphere where we can finally begin to even talk. I'm always afraid. You know, until you've given me cover, sir, I always feel like I'm out there by myself criticizing this institution that everybody thinks is like a holy temple, when the reality is these are just men and women like you and me, except for they're making policy with no checks and balances. I wish you the best of luck, sir, with your campaign. You are changing things with what you're saying.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I was with you today.
Absolutely. Congressman Ron Paul, good luck to you, sir.
All right, that was a clip of Jim Cramer interviewing Ron Paul earlier today on CNBC. And, you know, an outstanding clip just breaking down the Fed and the problems with the Fed. And we have a real problem with this institution because it lacks transparency. I mean, it operates secretively. It's not held accountable to anybody other than the executive branch of government. I mean, literally, the Federal Reserve, it operates in such a secretive manner, and they have these different congressional hearings where the Fed chairman comes out twice a year, and it's all staged theater to make people believe that the Federal Reserve actually is held accountable to the people, when in fact it's actually a private institution, a for-profit institution. I mean, they actually give the owners of the Federal Reserve a dividend check. This is all public information. And the fact that an institution like this that operates so secretively and has been responsible for this subprime mortgage mess, you know, I think what's finally going on here is that people are starting to realize that there's a lot going on at the Federal Reserve that people don't know about and that we have to address and we have to get to the bottom of. As far as I'm concerned, Alan Greenspan should be raked over the coals for this collapse in the subprime mortgage market. It was his fault. We have to break. More news on our side. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we only have a few minutes left. This is the last segment of the program. And just to recap the Jim Cramer, Ron Paul interview, The main points that I thought came out of that interview, what was the fact that Ron Paul actually questioned the fact that they may not even have the gold, and the fact that the Federal Reserve operates in a more secretive manner than even the CIA. I think those are two very, very bold statements and key issues that need to be out there in the establishment media. I mean, when's the last time we had an audit of the gold in Fort Knox? It's been like 40 years. So I think an audit is long overdue, and I think we need to see if there actually is gold there, and we have to determine what the Federal Reserve is actually doing, because they're so secretive about how they make decisions on cutting interest rates and raising interest rates and how they set all these policies. Because nobody seems to know. They just operate independently from the federal government, and they just do their thing. And the consequences for our economy are devastating as a result of some of the policies that these people have been put into place. Alan Greenspan, the fact that they called this man the maestro, and they had a portrait of him that they auctioned off on CNBC, was disgraceful. This man did a horrible job, and he bankrupted our economy. And the reason why our economy is in such bad shape is because of his policies. But anyway, real quick, I wanted to get into this brain interface news. And this article is actually from Wired, wired.com. It's a magazine that focuses on technology and all sorts of crazy stuff that's going on. And they're actually saying that brain-computer interfaces are on the verge of commercialization in medicine, robotics, and even video gaming. And I'm just going over this real quick, but basically what we're dealing with here is we're seeing technology advance to the point we're getting closer and closer to a system that will be implemented where people will actually physically hook their brains into networks, into these neural interfaces, and it takes us one step closer to the hive mind system that DARPA has been trying to develop, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing the direction this is going in. But I want to conclude the broadcast talking about the Ron Paul campaign. And, of course, December 16th, we have the big Tea Party event. And I just wanted to encourage everybody to go to the website teaparty07.com. I have a big banner that links to it up on my website, roguegovernment.com. And, check it out. Sign up for the list. And please donate whatever you can on December 16th. The Ron Paul campaign is expected to get over $6 million. I'm thinking he might get closer to $8 or $10 million. I think it's going to be a very successful event for the Ron Paul campaign. And Ron Paul is the only man that can bring our country back to where it should be. He's the only man that I have 100% confidence in that will work to restore the Constitution and get our country back on the right track, because clearly, if we continue on this path, we are headed to oblivion. So check out teaparty07.com. Should be an historic event. Should generate lots of media coverage and, of course, funding for the campaign so they can advertise the message. And also some other news on the Ron Paul campaign front. The Ron Paul blimp actually took off, according to this Free Market News Network article. And very, very exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff. I am really pumped with what's happening with the Ron Paul campaign. This Ron Paul blimp, I mean, it's just going to provide all sorts of fantastic media coverage and publicity for the campaign. And that blimp should be flying up here in New Hampshire 2 to 3 weeks before the actual primary date. So it should get lots of publicity up here in New Hampshire, which is a very important primary. Anyway, I'm out of time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Stay tuned for Rick Adams coming up next, and we'll see you Monday. With